Farm groups make a case for conservation with the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Several farm group representatives from the Midwest and the Mid-South tell the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee they want more conservation, not less, in the next farm bill. Among those making the pitch, Gary Blair of Starkville, Mississippi, president of the National Association of Conservation Districts.
Our ability to achieve landscape-scale conservation goals relies on the voluntary cooperation of millions of farmers, ranchers, and forest stewards who manage these lands every day. They want to leave the land better than they found it, but they can't do it alone. They need timely, high-quality technical assistance and conservation programs like EQIP and CSP to keep their lands healthy and productive.
Those testifying made it clear they were worried about staff and funding cuts affecting USDA conservation programs. Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Agricultural Land Trust, says the country is literally continuing to lose ground.
In the last 5 years, we've seen over 18,000 farms and ranches lost in Texas. We're losing 49 acres a day of our working lands that are being basically converted into the last crop, the crop of concrete.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.